Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The state's education department must return a $6 million federal grant for a database that was going to track information like teacher credentials and courses taught. The take-back directly follows Governor Brown's veto last month of money for the database. A spokeswoman for the governor said they tried but failed to persuade federal officials to let them use the funds for other projects. A doctor in Cerritos was convicted yesterday of performing unnecessary surgeries on more than 160 people. Dr. Michael Chan is one of 19 defendants accused of fraudulently billing medical insurance companies. He pleaded guilty in Orange County Superior Court to 40 felony counts. Prosecutors claim the multi-million-dollar scam targeted nearly 3,000 people from 39 states covered by PPO insurance plans, promising them cash, arranging their travel, coaching them on how to describe their symptoms to insurance companies, and assisting them with the paperwork. 9 defendants have pleaded guilty and been sentenced. The rest are scheduled to appear today for a pretrial hearing at the Central Justice Center in Santa Ana. Many mothers in California find it hard to collect child support payments, but it's almost impossible for women with claims against Native American tribal members. Kelly Weiss explains.
Take it just with you, dude.
Christina Brown lives with her mom and 4 of her kids in Wildomar, a small town halfway between L.A. and San Diego. On a Saturday afternoon, the kids are watching TV and horsing around.
Stop.
Mom!
In 2007, Brown says she left her husband, Sonny Brown, a tribal member of the Viejas Band of Kumeyaay Indians. And she's fought him ever since to get child support for the 3 kids they had together.
Right here. Okay. This is the thing, too, for to show the child support.
Out in her garage, Brown points to a stack of boxes, the paper trail of her court battle. A large tattoo on her chest shows off her own Indian heritage. She calls herself a one-woman crusader.
You know, these are all just things that me fighting to get what I'm owed, you know. I've gone so long without support, and if I didn't do all this, I would never see a dollar.
And Brown's been on and off welfare, lost her house, and had 2 cars repossessed. After not paying child support, Sonny Brown had to serve jail time earlier this year, and he agreed to pay $30,000 in back child support. But Christina Brown says since then he's refused to pay child support, even though he gets a hefty check every month from the Viejas Tribes Casino.
He makes $13,250 a month. He goes to the reservation, picks up his check, goes to the casino and cashes it.
Despite court orders, the state can't touch Sonny Brown's monthly income from his tribe. Since tribes are recognized as sovereign nations, their tribal governments can choose whether they will honor a child support order or not. Brown says she's appealed directly to the Viejas Tribal Council, and they've refused to help.
It's a moral thing when you have children and you sit there and see your children suffer, and you got to figure out ways to get food or, you know, how you can go about getting them school clothes. You know, it's a very painful thing to watch your children need.
The Viejas Tribal Council won't comment on Christina Brown's case, but it recently passed a resolution saying it would consider enforcing child support orders for tribal members on a case-by-case basis. Sonny Brown also declined an interview. Chief Judge with the Hoopa Valley Tribal Court, Richard Blake, says unfortunately most tribes don't honor state child support orders.
As a sovereign nation, you know, I don't think that any tribe wants the state or feds telling them what they have to do.
Imagine, Blake says, California telling Mexico to obey its rules. He says only about 1 in 5 federally recognized tribes in the state have child support programs, and a few, like his Hoopa Valley tribe, are working with county governments to collect payments.
You know, traditionally, Native people are taught that we take care of our children and our elders, and taking care of our children means child support. These children deserve better than what we're giving them at this point.
It's very frustrating. So there needs to be a solution to this.
Cheryl Schmidt is a vocal critic of Indian gaming who runs a watchdog group, Stand Up for California. She says more than 6 women have called her for help because they can't collect child support from Native American fathers.
It would appear in some of these instances that tribal governments themselves are complicit in protecting these funds from being distributed to mothers and children.
As a result, Schmidt says the taxpayers pick up the tab for these deadbeat dads. Often the moms get welfare, food stamps, and Medi-Cal.
We're subsidizing tribal families when tribal governments should be doing that.
Schmidt says a good start would be to require all tribal governments to include a provision in their state gaming compacts to honor child support orders. But legislators seem reluctant to pressure the tribes, who are big campaign contributors. And so far, only 6 out of the 67 gaming tribes have such agreements in their compacts. For its part, the California Department of Child Support Services doesn't keep track of whether tribes honor state child support orders.
But generally in the program, we are seeing a willingness to comply.
That's Bill Otterbeck, a deputy director with the California Department of Child Support Services. He says in consideration of tribal sovereignty, the state's priority is to patiently build partnerships with tribal governments.
It takes some time for that to happen, considering we have over 100 tribes, and I think it's a long-term effort.
Tribal court judge Richard Blake says both the state and the tribes need to address the problem with more urgency. But he sees some signs of progress. The Yurok tribe, California's largest, recently got a grant from the federal government to help set up its own tribal child support program. Blake says this kind of collaboration is the best way for tribes to help women like Christina Brown. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Weiss.
Our story was produced in collaboration with California Watch, a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting. And that's the California Report for Friday, August 5th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Seal Muller. Nina Thorson directed the show this week. Our interns are Julia Bernstein, Nicholas Carpenter, Bridget Bodner, and Jefferson Beavers. The editor this week was Kat Snow. Pat Flynn edited our story on tribal child support. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohn. Victoria Malione is our producer. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.